B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Tzadik Daled. We're going to start on the Mishnah, six lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Gimel, Omud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Hamoitzi oichlin pochis mekashiur bekli. We've learned till now at great length that every item, anything that gets carried, that gets transferred from one domain to another on Shabbos, will only be chayev if it's a significant act of carrying, and that means that the correct minimum measurement has been carried. Somebody that carries less than the minimum required measurement of food, for typically solid food items, the measure that has to be taken out is the volume of a dried fig. Somebody that took out less than the volume of a dried fig, and he took it out in a utensil on Shabbos, potur af al akli. Not only is he potur from the chatos for having carried the food item, which that we understand, it was not a large enough amount to be chayev, but he's even going to be potur for having carried the kli. Why? Shakli tfeilo loy. Because the vessel, the utensil, is just a type of annex, a type of extension. It's toffel to the food. It's only there to serve the food. And since he's potter on the food item, because it wasn't enough, so too on the kli he's going to be potter. Continues the Mishnah. Es hachai b'mita. If you carry out a live person lying on a bed, you carry out a bed with a live person on it, potter is going to be potter, not only on the person himself, as we're going to see in the Gemara, that carrying a person is not mechayev on Shabbos because the person carries his own weight somewhat, but af al amita is also going to be potter for the carrying the bed. Shamita tfeilaloi, the bed is just a toffel, it's just there to serve the person on the bed, and if he's potter for carrying out the person on the bed, he's also going to be potter for carrying the bed. Es hameis b'mita, if you carry out a dead person lying on a bed, chayev, he's going to be chayev. Over there we don't say shachay noises atzmai, he's not alive. The dead person does not carry his own weight in any way. And therefore he's chayev for carrying out the dead person and also for the bed. Well, we'll see that, we'll see later exactly what that means, but chayev. V'chein kezayis min hameis, not only if one carries out a whole dead person, but even if one carries out just the size of a kezayis of a dead person, or kezayis min anavela, or kezayis from a corpse of a dead animal, or ka'adosho min asheret, or the size of a lentil from one of the eight shrotzim, chayev is chayev, and the reason is because all these, and it's not the topic of discussion here, but kezayis min hameis, kezayis min hanavela, and ka'adosha min hasheretz, they are all the type of size that if a person touches it, it will make him tomei, different levels of tumah as discussed where these halachas are discussed. And since this type of size could make a person tomei, there's significance in removing it from the home in order that people should not become tomei from it. And since there's a significant reason for removing this measurement, therefore he's going to be chayev for doing that. Chayev, Reb Shimon Poiter. Reb Shimon argues with the Tanakama. The Tanakama are Reb Yehuda, who say that even a melocha she'einot tzricha legufa, you don't really need the transfer of this dead corpse from one domain to the next. All you'd want is that it's not here. You don't need it there. So Reb Yehuda says he's going to be chayev because even a melocha she'einot tzricha legufa nonetheless is chayev. Reb Shimon, we know across the board, holds that melocha she'einot tzricha legufa is potur. If you don't need the actual melocha, and here the melocha is the transfer from one domain to the next, since your main focus, goal, and interest is not the transfer, it's just removing it from here, therefore it's called a melocha she'einot tzricha legufa, and therefore it's going to be potur. And on Daf Ayin Hei Amud Aleph, we discussed this a little bit. Says the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Hamoitzi oichlin kashiur. In the Mishnah we discussed somebody who carries out, who transfers food less than a shiur. Somebody who carries food which is the right shiur, the measure of a dried fig, im bekli chayev ala oichlin upotor ala kli. Means if he's taking out this food item with a utensil in a kli, he's going to be chayev for the oichlin because that's his main intention. He wants to carry the food out. But he's going to be potter with the kli because the vessel, the utensil, is just serving the food item, and therefore he's going to be potter for the kli, but he will be chayev for taking out the food. V'im hoyo kli tzorich loy. But if you had another reason besides for using this kli in order to carry the food out, but if you wanted this kli in the other rishus for another use, then chayev af ala kli is also going to be chayev for the kli. Shma mino, the Gemara says, from here we can determine that oichel shnei zeisei chaylev behelam echod. If somebody eats a kazayis of chaylev, and then before realizing that it was osa, he eats another kazayis of chaylev, that's called behelam echod, in one lapse of unawareness of the issa, chayev shtayim. He's going to be chayev twice a chatos. Why? Because over here, he's carried out in the same helam. He's forgotten that he's not allowed to carry on Shabbos, or he's forgotten it's Shabbos, and he's carrying out also food and also the kli. And we say that he's chayev af ala kli, he's chayev for both. If he's chayev for both, that seems that this opinion holds that you can do two averis of the same melocha, the same isur, and behelam echod, without knowledge in between, and nonetheless be chayev two chatois. Omer of Sheshes says no. Hocheb mayoskinon kigoin sheshogag ala oichlin vehizid ala kli. We're talking about that regarding the food item, it was a shogig. He didn't realize that he forgot that he's not allowed to take out the food on Shabbos, but he knew that he's not allowed to take out the vessel, the kli. And therefore, when it says that he's going to be chayev, v'imhoyo kli tzorich le'chayev, it means he's going to be chayev, v'imhoyo kli tzorich le'chayev, then it's a different chiyuv than the food. For carrying the food item, he was a shoygeg, he'll be chayev achatos. For carrying the vessel, he's going to be chayev misa, because there it was a mezid, hizid ala kli. Asks the Gemara, maskevlar of Ashi, v'ho af al hakli ktoni. The term used was that he's also chayev for the kli, and that would seem that it's the same chiyuv. Not only is he chayev for the food item, he's also chayev for the kli, and that seems that they both have the same chiyuv. Elomer of Ashi, Ravashi says it's talking about kegoin sheshogag bezeh ubezeh. Indeed, he was a shogeg in both. And to say that someone who does two isurim behelam echod and he's chayev too is something that we don't really want to say, but there's an exception. When do we say that it's taken for granted that a person who does two isurim in the same lapse of unawareness, he's only chayev one chatos? That's if when he became aware of it, he became aware of the fact that he did both isurim at the same time. If, however, at 1 o'clock he did one issa, at 2 o'clock he did the same issa again, at 3 o'clock he became aware that at 1 o'clock he did an issa, and only at 4 o'clock he becomes aware that at 2 o'clock he did an issa, then between 3 and 4 he had an awareness that he's chayev achatos for the first issa, but he did not yet have an awareness of the second one. Since he's already chayev that chatos, or he became aware that he's chayev that chatos before he became aware of the second issa, that's a machleikus Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, or bepluktad Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says in that case he'll be chayev too, and that's the opinion that we see here, that if the im bekli, the im tzorich loich, when is he going to be chayev? According to Rabbi Yochanan, in the event that he became aware of the issa of carrying the food before he became aware of the issa of carrying the utensil. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish argues with Rabbi Yochanan and says that he's only chayev one. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah, es hachay b'mito, if you carry out a live person on a bed, potur af ala mito, not only is he potur, is he exempt for carrying the live person, as we said, because hachay noises atzmei, we're going to see more about that now, but he's also potur for the bed, because the bed is a tofel to the person. Says the Gemara, leima masnisin Rabbi Nosson hi. Can we assume that our Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Nosson, v'loy rabbonon, and not the opinion of the Chachomim, the Tanya we saw in the Braisa, hamoitzi behemo chayo v'oif. Not talking about a human being, we're talking about an animal. Behema achaya, or a bird, if he carries them on Shabbos, l'rushus harabim, into rushus harabim, bein chayin, bein shchutin, irrespective of whether they are alive or if they've been slaughtered and they're dead, chayav is going to be chayav for carrying them. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Reb Nosson Oymer. Reb Nosson argues and says, al shchutin chayev, he'll be chayev for carrying a dead animal, val chayin potur, but he's going to be potter for carrying a live animal, shehachai noises atzmoi, because a live being carries its own weight, and it's as if the person himself is not carrying the entire animal, he's only carrying part of the animal, so to speak, and therefore he's going to be potter. So the Gemara is saying, could it be that our Mishnah that says that carrying a live person, because hachai noises atzmoi, is following the opinion of Reb Nosson, who says regarding animals, achai noises atzmoi. But according to the Chachomim that says that by animals we don't say achai noises atzmoi, then regarding people also they won't say achai noises atzmoi, not like it says in our Mishnah. Omar Rava, Rava says, no afilu teimer abonon. Our Mishnah speaking about human beings could conform even according to the opinion of the Rabbonon regarding the animals. Ad kanu pligi Rabbonon aleidu Reb Nosson. When do the Rabbonon argue with Reb Nosson? Ela bebeheima chayev oif. Only with animals. De mesharvati nafshayu. They stiffen themselves up in order to try and break loose from the clasps of the ones that are carrying them. And therefore, it's not considered that it's carrying its own weight. It's actually adding on weight. And therefore, the Chachomim say that you'll be chayav for carrying an animal. Aval odom, but regarding a human being, chay nois de noises atzmei afilu rabbonon moida, and the rabbonon will agree that he'll be potter. And therefore, the Tana of our Mishnah could be both Reb Nosson and the Tanakama in this brisa. Continues the Gemara. Omale Rav Ada bar Ava l'rova. Hol v'hodit nan. We learnt in a Mishnah. Ben b'seira matir b'sus. And this is as follows. The halacha is you're not allowed to sell a behema gasa to a goy, or you're not allowed to sell such an animal to a goy. Why? We're afraid that in the same way as you would sell such an animal to a goy, you would also lend it to him or hire it to him. And the problem with lending or hiring it to him is that the goy may then make your animal do a melacha on Shabbos, and you're required to make sure that your animal does not do a melacha on Shabbos. So Ben Beseira says that regarding a sus, a horse, you're allowed to sell it to a goy. Why? Because even in the event that you're going to lend it to the goy, or you're going to hire it to the goy, and he's going to do his work on Shabbos, what work does a horse typically do? He carries people. People ride on it. If a person rides on it, then hachai noises atzmoi, in the same way as if a person carries another live person, he's not chayev on Shabbos for carrying, because hachai noises atzmoi. So if the horse is going to carry this person, it's also not considered a melacha. And since it's not considered a melacha, you're allowed to sell it to a goy. That's what the opinion of Ben Beseira is. V'tani we learnt in a braisa. Ben Beseira matir besus, bipnei shehu oise bei melacha she'ein chayovin olav chatos. As we explained, the reason that Ben Beseira says you're allowed to sell a horse to a goy is because the type of work it does is not one that, when done by a person, is punishable by chatos. V'omer Rabbi Yechanon said that Ben Beseira v'Reb Nosson omru dover echad. Ben Beseira here, who says that the reason you're allowed to sell a horse is because a horse carries a human being and hachai noises atzmoi, and Rabbi Nosson, we mentioned before, that if you carry a live animal, you're potter on Shabbos because achai noises atzmoi. It's the same opinion, says Rabbi Yechanon. So the Gemara is now asking, v'i omrus to lei pligi rabbonon oleidu Rabbi Nosson, ela b'bei mechaye v'oif, mishum de mesharvati nafshayu, according to what you, Rava, said before, that the whole argument between the Chachomim and Rabbi Nosson is only regarding animals, that they weigh themselves down. But regarding human beings, everybody agrees that achai noises atzmoi. Why do you say that Ben Beseira and Reb Nosson hold the same? Regarding the halacha of Ben Beseira that you're allowed to sell a horse because the job of a horse is to carry a human being, then and a human being is noises atzmoi, well, that applies both not only according to Reb Nosson, also according to the Rabbonon. So why do you, Reb Yechanon, attribute the ptur of using the logic of chai noises atzmoi just to Reb Nosson? Answers the Gemara, ki omer Reb Yechanon, when Reb Yechanon said that there's a case where Reb Nosson and Ben Beseira say the same, is besus hamyuchad la'ifas. You're right that a regular horse carries people, and carrying a person, chayno yiseis atzmoi, the Rabbonon will agree to Reb Nosson, and they'll all agree with Ben Beseira that you can sell such a horse. However, a horse that is unique has been designated in order to carry birds, and therefore it's you don't say chai noises atzmoy of the human, it's a chai noises atzmoy of animals. Chai noises atzmoy of animals, that was indeed a machlokes, the Chachomim and Reb Nosson in the Braisa. Only according to Reb Nosson, we say a chai noises atzmoy by animals. So a type of horse whose work it is to carry animals, there, only according to Reb Nosson, will agree to Ben Beseir that one can sell such a type of horse. Asks the Gemara, Mi'ikas sus amyuchad la'ifos, is there such a concept of a horse that is designated in order to carry animals? Says the Gemara, in Ikad Bei Vaidin, the bird hunters, they typically would have horses that carry the birds, the teirfim, those birds that are used to catch smaller birds, and those bigger birds are transported with these horses. And those horses you're allowed to sell, but only according to Reb Nosson, because Reb Nosson says that the horse who carries these birds is not doing a malacha, because achai noises atzmoy. But according to the Tanakhama of Reb Nosson, who say that you don't say achai noises atzmoy with birds, they will not allow you to sell such a horse. Continues the Gemara, Omer Reb Yechanan. Umayda Reb Nosson bekofus. Even though Reb Nosson said that achai noises atzmoy, if even an animal which is live, you're not chayef for carrying out. If, however, the animal is tied down, then even Reb Nosson agrees that it's not carrying his own weight, and you will not say achai noises atzmoy. Omar le Reb Ada Bar Masna l'Abaya. Ada Bar Masna said to Abaya as follows: V'hohani parasoi, the Persian people who wear types of robes that more or less makes them immobile, and when they're sitting on animals, then they pretty much can't get up, and the Persians pretty much don't get up. Wherever you'll never see them going by foot. They have a very pampered lifestyle, and they're always travelling on an animal, on a horse, let's call it. On a horse, on a donkey, they're always travelling on an animal. Vohani parasoi, these Persians, the commander kafisi domi, it is as if that they are tied down. Va'omer Rabbi Yechanon said, Ben Beseira v'Reb Nosson omru davar echad, that Ben Beseira, who said before that one is allowed to sell a horse because the job of a horse is to carry people, and hachay noises atzmoy, and that's why you're allowed to sell such a horse. That's Ben Beseira, and Reb Nosson says that that you say chay noises atzmoy, even an animal and also a person who is live carries itself, and achai noises atzmoy. So Reb Yochanan said they both hold of the same opinion. But now we're seeing a difference. According to Reb Nosson, we just said now that Reb Yochanan himself said that Reb Nosson agrees that if the animal is tied down, then it's not called chay noises atzmoy. And according to Reb Nosson, according to Ben Beseira says that you can sell this horse to anybody, even to a Persian person, and you know that this Persian is going to ride the horse, and the horse and the Persian is considered tied down to the horse, and if it's tied down, we don't say chay noises atzmoy. How can you say that Reb Nosson and Ben Beseira say the same if they're arguing regarding selling a horse to a Persian? Answers the Gemara. Hosam Roma Yisrucha Hudanokit Lahu. It's true that the Persians are very much tied down, so to speak, to the carriages to the animals that they're riding on. But that's just a very arrogant lifestyle. It's not really that they can't get up. They're not really kofos. They're not really tied down. Tahu Pardashcha, there was this officer, a Persian officer, Derosach Malka Ilave, the king got annoyed with him, Verohit Tlosa Parasi, and he ran 3 parasa Bakari by foot. So you can see that the Persians, when they want to get up and run, they can do so very well. So you see that the Persian is not kofos, and therefore, you can sell a horse to a Persian. It will not contradict what Reb Nosson says, that by kofos, he's moida, that we don't say achai noises atzmoy. Now, Rashi addresses an issue that, according to what we said first, that when Rabbi Yechanon said that Reb Nosson and Ben Beseira say the same halacha, we had a discussion about that. Is it referring to carrying people, or not? And the Gemara said that it was only regarding those horses that are carrying the birds. So according to that, there would really be no question. The second question, the Gemara, about the Persian people, it's not so clear what the question of the Gemara is, because Reb Nosson and Ben Becerra are only supposed to say the same thing when Rabbi Yochanan said they say the same only regarding the horses that are carrying the birds, and that still stays valid. And that's an issue that Rashi addresses. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah, Es hameis b'mito chayev, if you carry a dead person lying in a bed, you're chayev. V'chein kazayis min hameis, and also if you carry out just a kazayis of a mace, or a kazayis of a nevela, or ka'adosha of a sheret, you're chayev. Omar Rabbi Bar Bar Chona, says the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, V'omar Rabbi Yosef, Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. The following was said also in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, also in the name of Resh Lakish. Poter hoyor Reb Shimon, when Reb Shimon says potor, so the Mishnah we saw that the Tanakama say chayev, because even a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa is chayev, as we discussed at the beginning of the shir when we learnt the Mishnah. However, according to Reb Shimon that says a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa is potor, then he's going to say that he's potor. Poter hoyor Reb Shimon, af b'moitzi es hameis lekoivrei. There's one thing when you're carrying out the dead person because you don't want it here. So you don't want the act of the transfer from one domain to the next. All you want is it should be out of present place. Okay, so in that case, we saw in the Mishnah, he's potter. What happens when the carrying is there to serve the body itself? For example, moitzias hameis lekoivroi. You're carrying out the dead person in order to bury it. And there, it's true that you're not serving the person who's carrying it, because he has no interest in this dead person being buried. It's a discussion because it's a mitzvah to bury him, and it's a discussion in the Mefarshim. But we're assuming now that there's no direct purpose for the person that's carrying that the body's getting buried. The only one that's gaining from the burial is the dead person himself. So the Gemara says, both Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish say, even in that case, Rabbi Shimon will say potur, because it's called a melacha she'eino tzricha lagufa. Melacha she'tzricha lagufa, according to Rabbi Shimon, means that the person doing the melacha has an intrinsic need for this activity, this melacha, to be done. If all he's doing is serving the mace, that's not called tzricha lagufa, and he will be potur. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rava. Reb Shimon will agree that if you're taking out a hoe in order to dig with it, and you're taking out a sefer Torah in order to read from it, the chayev, there you're going to be chayev. Over there, who's gaining? The person himself is doing the carrying is gaining. We'll soon see who's not gaining. The hoe itself is not gaining anything. Nothing is happening to the hoe. I'm using the hoe when I take it out. And the Sefer Torah is not gaining anything. But the person doing the melacha, is gaining. Therefore, it's called a melacha she'tzricha legufa. Says the Gemara, pshita. It's poshut. De'iho nami melacha she'ena tzricha legufa hi. If you're going to say that even when it serves me, it's not called a melacha she'tzricha legufa, el a melacha she'tzricha legufa Reb Shimon heichem mishkachas lo. When are you ever going to have a case that is called a melacha she'tzricha legufa? Says the Gemara, and I'll explain to you. Ma'udotei I have thought that what's called a melacha she'tzricha legufa, and de'ike legufoi ulegufa, only if it's serving both the person that's doing the melacha and the item with which the melacha is being done with, kegoin. For example, mar, a hoe, lasa is loitas, if the edge of the blade of the hoe had got broken, has got too thin, and therefore it's not usable. So if you're taking it out in order to fix a little plate, a metal plate, onto the head of the hoe, in order to be able to start using it, you've now benefited the hoe. V'lachfer, and then you're going to dig with it, then you've also benefited yourself. Then it's a melacha she'tzricha legufa. Sefer Torah lehagia, if the Sefer Torah itself needed correcting, you take it out in order to correct the Sefer Torah, so the Sefer Torah has gained from it. V'likreis bo, and then you read from it, then you've gained from it. I may have thought that only in that case, in those cases, a melacha, it's called a melacha she'tzricha legufa according to Reb Shimon. Kamash malons, the chiddush of Rava is that Reb Shimon is moida, that even if it's not serving the item that's been taken out, it's just serving the person that's done the melacha, it's also called a melacha she'tzricha legufa, and Reb Shimon will agree that he's chayiv. Continues the Gemara. Hahu shichva, that was this dead person, dehava bedrukras, in a place called Roikras. Shoror Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok la'afuke le'karmelis. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok allowed them to take away, to take out this dead body from a Rishus Hayachid to a Karmelis. And we've already discussed that biblically speaking, there's no issa of carrying from Rishus Hayachid to a Karmelis, or from Rishus Harabim to a Karmelis. And over here, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok allowed them to take this corpse and move it into a Karmelis. And Rashi explains that the reason they had for doing this is because it was lying very much in a degraded situation, it was a bizoyan, or there was a risk of it getting burnt in a fire, or it was in the sun, and therefore he allowed them to move it. There was very great and urgent need to move it. And Rashi says if you're worried about mukta, there's a way of getting out of that. We've already discussed previously that if you put either a little child or a loaf onto the mace, then you're allowed to carry the mace, and there's no issue of mukta. The whole discussion here is hoitzah, is transferring from one domain to the next. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok allowed them to take this mace into a karmelis. Omar le Rabbi Yochanan, achva de marberei de Ravina le Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Rabbi Yochanan, who was the brother of marberei de Ravina, said to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Keman, this psak, this ruling of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok that allowed them to take out this mace from one domain into a karmelis, Rav Shimon, it must have been following Rav Shimon, who says that it's a melacha she'eino tzricha legufa, as we saw in our Mishnah. A melacha she'eino tzricha legufa is potur, and therefore, in the case of urgency, the Chachomim allowed them to do it lekatchila. Says the Gemara, Eimer de potur Rav Shimon mechiyuv chatos. How can you say that? When does Rav Shimon say that he's potur? What does it mean that Rav Shimon says he's potur? Only from mechiyuv chatos. Yisuru de Rabbonon, mi'o'ika. But does Rav Shimon not agree that it's an issa de Rabbonon? So if it's issa de Rabbonon, how could Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok allow them to take out this mace? Asks the Gemara. Omar Leh, he asked him back, Ha'elikim, in the name of Hashem, De'elis be'at, even you can take out this mace. It's completely mutal katchila. Va'filu Rabbi Yehuda. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that melocha she'eino tzricha legufa is chayav, he's going to say it's mutar here. Why? D'miko amina l'rushus harabim l'karmelis ko amina. If I would have said that you're allowed to take it from Rishus Hayochid into Rishus Harabim, doing that is an Issa D'Oraisa and a Chiyuv Chatos, then I can understand that you're going to say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even a Melocha She'eino Tzricha Legufa will be Chayev, and you're going to question me, how could I allow you to take out this mace? But we're talking here from Rishus Hayochid into a Karmelis. That's only an Issa D'Rabbonon. And we know that Godel Kvoid Abriya is Shadoicha Lois Aseh Shabatayra. The Avera, the Chiyuv in the Torah, the Lois Aseh in the Torah that says that you have to adhere to all the Chiyuvim Durabonon is Lois Asur. And we know that the rule is that Kvoid Abriya is for human dignity, one is allowed to put aside the Issa of Lois Asur, and one is allowed to sometimes transgress even those things that would be Asamid Durabonon. So over here we're talking about an Issa D'Rabbonon, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Melocha She'eino Tzricha Legufa would be Chayev, but because of Kvoid HaBriyos, it's Mutar Lekatchila to move the mace into the Karmelis. Continues the Gemara. Tanan Hasam, we learned in a Mishnah. The Mishnah in the Goyim, HaToilash Simonei Tuma. We know there's a halacha that a Metzora, if somebody has Tzoras, then he's Tomei. There are certain signs, certain Simonim, that determine whether this person is Tomei or not. One of those signs is that he has two hairs. In the Nega Tzaras, in the boil, the Tzaras that he's got, if there's two white hairs in it, then that is one of the signs that he's Tomei. Or if there's a little bit of raw flesh in the middle of the Nega, he's also going to be Chayev. So if somebody doesn't, he's going to be Tomei. Now if somebody doesn't want to be Tomei, is the easy way out. He sees two white hairs, he pulls them out. He sees some flesh in the middle of the nega, so he just burns it a little bit, and then it's not raw flesh anymore, and then he'll be tahir. But that is an awesome in HaTorah. You have to protect the nega, the tzoras. It's awesome in HaTorah to remove the simonim. So says the Mishnah, HaToilish simoni tumah, if somebody detaches, he removes those simonim of tumah. V'hichva ha-michya, and he burns, he singes the raw flesh that is a sign of tumah. Oiver b'loisa say he's done an avera of removing the signs of the tzoras. Itmar, we learnt about this. Achas mishtayim chayev, Achas Mishola Yishuv Nachman Omar Chayiv Rav Sheshes Omar Potur. We know that two hairs is a sign of Tumah. So if he has only two hairs, and he pulls out one of them, he's removed the sign of Tumah. He's definitely done an Avera. What happens if you have three hairs, and he removes just one of them? He's still Tomei. He still has two hairs. Do we say he's Chayiv or not? So it's a machlekas. Rav Nachman says he's Chayiv. Rav Sheshes says he's Potur. Why does Rav Nachman say he's Chayiv? Rav Nachman Omar Chayiv, Ahani Maisov. Because what he did, he actually gained from it. He actually brought himself one step closer to being Tohir. If one other hair falls out on its own, he's no longer going to be Tumah. And had he left in that third hair, then even if one fell out, two are still left, he'll still be Tomei. Rav Sheshes Omar Potter. Rav Sheshes says the reason he's Potter is because Hashtamia who asked you Tumah. Now, when I pulled out the hair, did I remove the sign of Tumah? No, he's still Tumah. Therefore, he's Potter. Omar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes is now going to bring proof to this from our Mishnah. Minoa Minolo. Ditnan, we learnt in a Mishnah. V'chein kezayis min ameis or kezayis min anveila chayev. We saw in the Mishnah, if you carry out a full olive size of the mace, or a kezayis of a nevela, he's chayef for carrying. Because it's a significant amount of carrying, because now the mace will no longer be in the home, and this size, this kezayis min ameis, is sufficient to make somebody tome. I don't want it in the house, since it was a significant act, therefore he's chayef. Ho chetzi zayis. So it seems in the Mishnah that if you carry out just half a kezayis, size of half an olive, he's going to be potur. Asks the Gemara of Otani, we learnt in the Braisa regarding carrying a part of a dead person on Shabbos. Chetzi zayis chayev. If you carry out half a kezayis, you're already going to be chayev. So it seems to be a contradiction. In our Mishnah it says only a full kezayis, and the Braisa says even half a kezayis. My love, the Gemara says, how can we explain this? Hod Tanya chayev, when it says in the Braisa chayev, even for less than a shiur, the apik chatzi zayis, Mizayis. There was just a zayis. There was just one full kezayis in the house. He now takes half away. The half a kezayis that's left is not enough of a measurement to make anything tomei. And therefore, what he's done has been a significant act. He's removed the risk of becoming tomei from the home. Therefore, he's chayev. V'hod itnan. And this that we saw in the Braisa, that potur, that we saw, we deduced from the Mishnah, that only if taking out a whole kezayis is going to be chayev, but taking out just half a kezayis will not be chayev. The apik chatzi zayis mi kezayis amechza. If you take out a half a kezayis from a piece that was 1.5 kezayisim, it's not really significant because what you've left in the house is still a kezayis. It can still make somebody tomei, and therefore, says Rav Sheshes, from here I learnt from the fact that minimizing the shiur, even though I didn't totally take away the Tumah, is not called significant. According to Rav Sheshes, according to what we discussed before, let's say according to Rav Nachman, taking out one hair of three hairs is called doing an Avera, even though you've left two hairs. The reason is because you've made the shear smaller, that if something else is going to take away another hair, it's going to fall out, he'll be Tohir. The same should be true regarding taking out a half a kezayis of a mace. If you had 1.5 kezayis of a mace, you took out half a kezayis, it's true that you've still left a kezayis, but there's only an exact kezayis left. And now if something else is going to come and take away another little bit, it's not going to be big enough to make anything tomei. So your taking out half a kezayis was significant, and it made a difference when a little bit more later gets taken away. The fact that we don't say that, says of Sheshes, is proof that it's not called significant, and therefore even taking out one hair from three hairs is also not significant. And that's my proof that Rav Sheshes says that he's potur. Rav Nachman says that taking one hair out of three hairs is chayev, even though you've left two hairs, but you've still done something significant, because it's much easier for two hairs to become one hair than for three hairs to become one hair. So why don't you say the same regarding taking out a kezayis? Even though you took out just half a kezayis and you left a whole kezayis, but it's now much easier for that kezayis to become less than a kezayis than it was before you took out the other half. Says Rav Nachman, idi v'idi chayev. He's chayev for both. Even if you take out just half a kezayis, you're also going to be chayev. V'hoditnan potur. This then, our Mishnah, it says that you only chayev if you take out a whole kazayis, and it seems from there that if you take out half a kazayis, you're potur. De'apik chatzizayis memeis gadol. When you have three hairs and you take out one, it's very close to becoming toher, and therefore it's significant. According to Rav Nachman, he'll be chayev. If you have exactly 1.5 kazaisim of a mace, you take out half a kazayis, that's very close to bringing the measure in the house to less than a kazayis. He's going to be chayev. It's significant. But when is it going to be that you're only chayev if you take out a whole kazayis? That if you had a whole mace there, and taking out just half a kazayis of a whole mace, you haven't really brought that mace that much closer to being the size of less than a kazayis. Therefore, it's totally insignificant. It's like if somebody with tzaras has lots and lots and lots of hairs, not just three hairs, but he has 15 hairs, and he pulls out one, even Rav Nachman will agree that he's going to be potter. Tosfos even adds that you don't need a whole mace. Even if you have just two kazaisim or three kazaisim of a mace, and you take out half a kazayis, then the gap between what's left and bringing what's left into the size of less than a kazayis is too big, and therefore even Rav Nachman will agree that he's potter. Continues the next Mishnah. Hanoitel tziporonov zu bazu. If you remove your nails, using your nails, you use the nails of one hand to remove the nails of the other hand, or if you remove your nails using your teeth, if you detach your hair using your hands, or his moustache, or his beard, or somebody, a woman, typically a girl, who braids her hair, and a woman that paints, dyes her eyes, or if she partitions her hair. That's one of the explanations here. In that case, in all these cases, Rabbi Eliezer says that these are all involve doing a melacha on Shabbos and is chayev. The Chachomim say it's not chayev, it's only osur mishum shvus. The Chachomim said you should rest from doing these things. You should not do them, but they are not a chiyuv chatos. Says the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Lozo. Machlokes b'yad, the whole discussion, the whole machlokes in our Mishnah is only if you're removing your nails using your hand. Aval b'kli, if you remove your nails using a vessel, using a nail clippers, using a scissors, chayev, you're going to be chayev, says the Gemara Pshita. Look at the Mishnah, we know this already. What are you, Rabbi Loza, coming to be mechadish to us? Read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, zu bezutnan, that you cut your nails using your nails, not using a kli. Says the Gemara, Ma'udotema, I might have thought, Rabbonon bikli nami potri. I might have thought that according to the Chachomim who say potur, they'll say it's potur even if you're using a kli. So why does it say zu bazu? V'hodik toni zu bazu, the reason the Mishnah speaks about a case where you're removing your nails using another nail is lo idiacha koichet Reb Eliezer. That's it, only in order to tell us how an extra chiddush in Reb Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer will say, who says chayev, not only does he say chayev if you use a kli, he also says chayev when you're doing it with your hands. And in order to tell us that chiddush, the Mishnah talks about removing one's nails using one's hands. But maybe according to the Chachomim, they will say potur even if you use a kli. Kumash malon, that's what Rabbi Eliezer said, is the chiddush, that no, if you use a kli, everyone agrees that he's going to be chayev. And the melacha that we're talking about in the Mishnah, that hanoitel tziporonov, or sairoi, or sfomoi v'zkeinoi, in all those cases where you're removing something attached to a live person, there the melacha we're discussing is geizers, is shearing. So shearing with one's hands, that's not the typical way that one would do shearing. The way one does do shearing is with a kli. And therefore everyone agrees that if you do shearing, or if you remove your hair or your nails with a kli, that's going to be chayev. Now the Gemara had a tzad to say that the chachomim are going to be potur, even if you're using a kli, even if you're using some tool. The reason is because typically shearing is only done on the wool of an animal and is not typically done with parts of a human being. And therefore we thought that the chachomim would say that you potur altogether. Therefore, the chiddush of the Mishnah is, the chiddush of Rabbi Loza is that if you're using a kli, it is called geizers. The way you do shearing is with a kli, and therefore everyone will agree with the kli, it will be chayev. The machlekas is only, is it normal enough to do gziza, to do shearing or removing a nail or hair from a person, is it normal enough to do it without using some type of a kli? Continues the Gemara. V'omer Rabbi Elazar, another Nekuda Rabbi Elazar said, Machleikus le'atzmai, the whole machleikus in the Mishnah of whether if you do any of these melachos mentioned in the Mishnah, if you're chayav, is only when you do it on yourself. It's possible for a person to train himself to shear or to remove his nails in a nice way, in a normal way, using his teeth. Aval chaveroi, but if he's biting off his friend's nails, divrei hakel potter, everyone agrees it's potter. It's not a normal way of doing gozers. You cannot do it in a sufficiently well way, and therefore it's your potter. Says the Gemara Pshita, look in the Mishnah. What are Rabbi Elazar telling us? That's what it says in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Anoitel Tziporonov, if somebody removes his own nails. Tanan. Says the Gemara Maudetema, I may have thought, Rabbi Eliezer lechaveiroi nami mechayev. Rabbi Eliezer says, Chayev, he'll say that you're Chayev even if you do it to your friend. So why is it talking about doing it to yourself? V'hodik toni tziporonov loidiach ha-koichon derabonon, to tell us a chiddush for the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon who say that you're potter, not only do they say you're potter if you do it on somebody else and you're going to do a sloppy job, even if you do it on yourself, where we would have thought that you can do it well, you would be chayev even in that case. The Rabbonon say potter, but Rabbi Elazar say chayev, maybe they say chayev even if you do it for your friend. And therefore, it says Rabbi Elazar, it's only talking, the machlokes is only when you're doing it to yourself and not to your friend. And this part, this Rabbi Elazar is going just on removing one's nails, not on all the other things in the Mishnah. We'll soon see that the other things in the Mishnah is going to be the other way around. It's only if you do it to somebody else. Let's see the Gemara, let's see Vaita. Says the Gemara, V'chein sairoi v'chulu. We saw in the Mishnah that removing one's hair from one's moustache, one's beard, etc. How many hairs do you have to remove in order to be chayev on Shabbos? Tana, we learnt in the Braisa, Hanoitil Mloi Pi Hazug. If you remove as much as would fit into the tip of a scissors, chayev, that's how much you're chayev. The Kama Mloi Pi Hazug, how much is this Mloi Pi Hazug? How many hairs is that? Omer Rav Yehuda Shtayim, Rav Yehuda says it's two hairs. Votanya, in that same braisa that says that when you take two hairs on Shabbos, you're chayev, it says that if you take two hairs on Shabbos, you're chayev if it's meloi piyazug. Ulekorcho, but if you're ripping out your hairs, which was something that people may want to do when they're mourning in pain over a person that passed away, they would pull out their hairs. And there the braisa says that if you pull out two hairs, you're chayev. From the fact that the Braisa makes a distinction between Noitel, which is Meloi Pi Hazug, and Lekorcho, which is Shtayim, it would seem that Meloi Pi Hazug is not Shtayim. Says the Gemara, Ema, don't read in the Braisa Ulekorcho and for Korcho when pulling out hair in pain over somebody who passed away. Read it V'chein Lekorcho, and also for Korcho, Shtayim, it's two hairs. And then the Braisa would read, Hanoitel is Meloi Pi Hazug, Ulekorcho, V'chein Lekorcho, and also to Korcho, it's also the same amount. How much is that? Shtayim, it's two hairs. Tanina Mihoch, we saw Braisa to this effect, Hanoitel Meloi Pi Hazug B'Shabbos Chayiv, somebody who detaches hair as much as can fit into the tip of a scissors on Shabbos is chayev. V'kama meloi piyazuk, how much is that? Shtayim is shtayim. And that's the Tanakama, as we saw in the Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Achas, Rabbi Eliezer argues and says, if you pull out just one hair, you're also chayev. Umoidim chachomim Rabbi Eliezer, the chachomim agree to Rabbi Eliezer, b'melakeit levonois mitoich shchoyreis. If you select and you pull out, you remove a single white hair from a whole area of black hairs, dark hairs, shafilu achas chayev, even for pulling out one, you're chayev. V'dovah ze af b'chol osur. This is going to be osur even during the week, mishum shenema, since it says in the pasuk, lo silbash gever simlas isha, there's an issa for a man, for a male, to engage in any cosmetic act that is typical for a woman. And for a woman, typically likes to beautify herself and would remove one hair that's a different color to the rest. And therefore, it's prohibited for a man to do that, and removing even just one white hair from the dark ones is going to be osur. And Rashi explains that when it says that if you take out even just one hair, that you're chayev, we know that even during the week he's chayev because of loisilbash, or loyilbash, but even on Shabbos, where in Hilchas Geuzes normally he would only be chayev if he pulls out two hairs, since over here there's significance in pulling out just one hair, because the one hair is bothering him, he's trying to beautify himself, therefore even regarding the halachas of Geuzes, of shearing, of removing a hair, he's going to be chayev for Shabbos if he removes even just a single hair. Continues the Gemara. Tanya, we learnt in the Braisa of Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Tzipoyren shapireish ruba, a nail that has been mostly detached, or v'tzitzin shapirush rubon, or strips of skin that have become detached on the side of the nails, biyad mutar, it's mutar to remove them using one's hands, b'kli chayev chatos, but if you remove it using a kli, using any type of tool, he's going to be chayev chatos. Asks the Gemara, mi'ika midi de b'kli chayev chatos or b'yad mutar l'katchila? Can it be that if you're using a tool, it's chayev chatos, and the Chachomim allowed you to do it l'katchila with your hands? Anything that is that close to doing to being chayev chatos, the Chachomim would say you're not even allowed to do it. Issa midrabanon with your hands, because you may end up doing it with a tool and be chayev chatos. How can you say that using a tool is chatos and not using the tool, using your hands, is mutar? Says the Gemara Hochi Koma. This is what we said. Pirushu Rubon, if most of the nail or most of these tzitzin, these strips of skin, have become removed, biyad mutar, if doing it with your hand is mutar, if you do it with a kli, with a tool, potar avol osa. Since most of it has already been removed, therefore it's not going to be a chi of chatos. If you use a tool, it's going to be osur, but not chi of chatos. It's potar avol osur. Loi pirushu rubon, if it hasn't been detached yet, most of it is still on, is still attached to the finger, still attached to the body, then biyad, if you do it with your hands, potur aval osur, there will not be a chi of chatos, but you're not allowed to do it, it's osur. Bikli, but if you do it with a tool, since most of it is still attached and you detach it with a tool, chayev chatos is going to be chayev chatos. Omer Rav Yehuda, halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Rav Yehuda says the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Omer Rabbi Barachono, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, v'hu shepirushu klapei mailo u'metzaris oisei. When do we say that if most of it is off, you're allowed to remove it with your hands? It's only if these pieces of skin have started removing itself, detaching itself from the tip of the finger, and is headed down towards the root of the finger, and then it can cause discomfort and pain for the person, and therefore the Chachamim allowed you to remove it with your fingers. However, if it's not that way, if it's the other way around, if the skin has started getting detached towards the root of the nail, up towards the tip of the finger, then the Chachamim said you should not remove it even with your hands, because it's not that amount of discomfort, and therefore do not remove it on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. V'chein ha-guideles, somebody who braids, typically a girl who would be braiding her hair, v'chein ha-kicheles, if she paints or dyes her eyes, v'chein ha-pesekes, if she partitions her hair, all those cases we saw according to Abeliezer, is going to be chayev. The Chachomim say it's osa midrabonon. Says the Gemara, goideles, kicheles, u'poisekes, which are the three acts we just mentioned, mishumai mechayvi. You're saying according to Abeliezer is chayev chatos, for which melochas? Till now, the beginning of the Mishnah of a noitel tziporonov, etc. There we know it's geizers, you're shearing. It has to be normal, it has to be, as we discussed. But here, the three things we're mentioning now, braiding, painting, and partitioning the hair, what melochas are those? Omer Rabbi Ovin, Omer Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Rabbi Ovin said in the name of Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, goideles mishum oireges. The reason that somebody who braids hair on Shabbos is chayev is because of oireges. It's similar to weaving. Kicheles, somebody who dyes their eye with the color, is chayev mishum kiseves. It's similar to writing. In the same way as when you write, the pen goes round the letter, so too, when you paint your eye, the pen goes round the eye. Poisekes, making a partition in the hair, mishum tovo, is similar to spinning, because when one is busy doing the act of spinning, also one separates the threads. Omer Rabbonon kamei d'Rabavo, the Chachomim said to Rabavo, v'chiderech ariga b'kach, is that a normal way of weaving? That the typical melacha of weaving is not braiding hair attached to a woman's head. V'chiderech ksiva bekach, is that the way you write by using color round one's eye? That's not writing. V'chiderech tviya bekach, is that the way that you spin by separating hair on a person's head? Ela omer bavou, Rabbi Avohu says ledidi mefarshi li minei Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina, not like Rabbi Ovin. Rabbi Avohu says, I'll tell you what Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina said. He said koicheles, when a girl is painting her eyes, mishum tzivas, he's not chayef for kaisa for writing, he's chayef for dyeing. This typical melacha of painting, of dyeing. Goideles, when she's braiding, upoisekes, and partitioning, is chayef mishum boine, for building. Which sounds interesting. V'chiderech binyan bekach, is that the way you build? You build buildings, you don't build by arranging the hair on a girl's head. Says the Gemara, in, yes, and I have a special posuk for this. Ukedora Shab Shimon b'Menasya. Shimon b'Menasya learned this from a posuk. It says in the parash of Parashas Bereishis, Vayiven Hashem Elokim es Hatzelo. The posuk says that Hashem built up the tzelo, the side of Adam Rishon that was removed from him. It says that Hashem took the side from him, or the rib bone, whatever it is, and he made Chava. He made from there. He made Chava. And the pasuk says, "Vayiven, he built up this side." Melamid shekil o hakadosh baruch hu lechavo, that Hashem braided Chavo's hair, and then vehivia etzel Adam, and brought her that way in front of Adam Rishon. So you see that braiding is an act of building. Shekein bekrochei ayam, in the places out in the sea, in the islands and sea, the lands out in sea, koirin lekliosa, they used to call those that do the braiding beniso, builders. Tanya, we saw in the Brayso of Shimon ben Elazar, Omer goideles kicheles upoisekes le'atzma p'tura. If she does it on herself, she's going to be potur, because there you cannot do it nicely. You can't arrange it and do it in a perfect way when you're doing it on yourself. Lechaver to chayeves. But if you're doing it for somebody else, then you can see what you're doing. If you're trying to work on top of your hair and braid your hair, you can't see what you're doing. But when you're doing it to somebody else, you can see what you're doing, and it comes out as a proper type of building, a binyan, and therefore it's going to be chayev. And indeed, the source of this from Chava, it was Hashem that braided Chava's hair. It was not Chava that did it herself. V'chein hoy Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer mishum Rabbi Eliezer, isha loitavir serek al poneo, a woman should not put srak onto her face mipnei shei tzivas, because it causes her skin to become reddened, and that is also for tzivea, it's also for to die on Shabbos. Emir Tzashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.